Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, your Poetic host, Energy poetic herself, energy. Bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station. This segment of the Erotic Central Sheets Open Mic that's hosted by Miss Strong Island. She has not arrived in the building as of yet, but I am your network owner, Michelle E. Alford, a.k.a. Miss Poetic Energy, holding it down live in the evening time until she comes in. All right, Detroit. Let's get it off and popping in until our host comes in. And again, this is Miss Poetic Energy holding it down until Miss Strong Island comes in. I am your network owner, and we have a wonderful, wonderful array of shows for you daily with different hosts on the network. And Miss Strong Island, she used to come in and do her thing and hold it down on this segment of the Erotic Central Sheets Open Mic. All right, we're going to get it up and popping. We're going to play a little bit of music, give the poets time to come in and share in their voice here on the Poetic Energy Network Station. And let's get it off and start it with a little bit of Chaka Khan with Sweet Thing. You can't get nothing better than having Chaka Khan start off tonight for you. All right, okay, this is until Miss Strong Island comes in the room. All right, I see some people coming on the switchboard. All right, we see you. All right, let's go here.
Just don't deserve to fight, so you're not mine.
Hi, welcome, welcome. This is Strong Island. Welcome to the Erotic Sensual Sheets, open mic, part of Penn's station. And let's get this started. Okay, I'm going to get ready to start it out with a piece for everyone. And this piece is called Passion Fruit. And this is how it goes. Sweet taste in you. Every time you lick, shivers radiate through these hips. Juices flowing down your mouth, napkins needed to clean up the mess. Started from the first lick, which was absolutely drip, dripping, drip, because it was done real quick. Eyes rolling back from the delight of the meat of that juicy passion fruit you insist on tasting. Watch out, it just might spoil your appetite for the main course. Stop messing up before you are full. Then no more passion, leaves no action with little satisfaction for the passion fruit you choose to lick real quick. And that was my piece. All right, now, I see that, you know, we have people in the chat room. Definitely want to give a welcome to everyone in the chat room. And, you know, just we're going to, if you would like to be on the air, first and foremost, please press 1. So we'll know that you want to get up here and spit a piece. And in the interim, we're going to listen to just a little bit more music, giving everybody a little chance to settle in. All right.
Tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret.
Oh!
Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I want to read your mind. Know your deep feelings. I want to make it right for you. Baby, show me. Let me see the mystery. Oh,
come on.
Listen to your heart tonight.
Come on,
yeah.
Come on,
I know a melody that we could sing together. I've got the secret key to you, baby. Let's make music harmonizing. Come on and sing it to me.
Come on.
I'll take good care of you. That's what a man is supposed to do. And I'll be there for you all the time. Let your hair down. Let me get you in the mood. Take me with you.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. You're on Erotic Sensual Sheets segment of Poetic Energy Network Station. You were just listening to Barry Wright with Secret Gardens. All right, with no further ado, let's get this thing cracking. Let's take the next caller up. Caller from the 646 area code. You want to hear with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
It's Junebug.
Hey, Junebug. How are you?
Hey. I'm okay. How are you, Cindy?
I'm doing good, doing good. What are you going to do for us tonight?
I wrote a piece. I want to apologize for last week. I wasn't on the air because I wasn't feeling too good.
All right. Well, we're glad that you can make it tonight.
Yeah, but I was able to write a piece today.
Okay, and, so what are you going to do for us?
Okay, it goes like this. It's You Fine Black Ass Shaker.
All right, the floor is yours, sir.
All right. You sexy ass shaker. Yeah, sexy rum shaker. Let me get some. I love that fine black ass. Yeah, sexy ass shaker. If you give me some of that black ass, then I'll give it back to you. I mean my thick, brown dick ass shaker. Don't bang me because I said that. Fine black ass shaker. Sexy, fine ass shaker. Your man, a.k.a. Junebug. That's my piece.
All right, now. Let's clap it up for you, brother.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
All right. That was some. I ain't even going to repeat what you just said, but okay now. It's always a pleasure hearing you come through and share your pieces with everyone.
Mm-hmm. I'll try. I try my best.
Any way for anybody to be able to contact you?
I'm still trying. I mean, there's a lot of other things I got to get out there before I get my stuff,
okay.
You know, like electronical stuff
right,
on. You know,
don't
computer.
Worry about that. You know, I'll get back with you on that. But in the interim, like I said, you know, it's always a pleasure to hear you come through and share your work,
mm-hmm.
you know, with everybody. I know when we first met,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I was telling you what I do, you was like, wow, you was like blown away because you never really did this before, so you've come
mm-hmm.
in a long way.
Oh, thanks. I have the idea on, you know, how to I have to put the words, the objects and images into people's minds, and I want to stimulate people's feelings, you know, and but like we discussed, you know, last year about how, you know, how your career went and how I started out doing regular poetry, you know, and then, you know, you put me on your bandwagon, you know, and I'm indebted to you for that because it's opened a lot of other doors for me, you know, in the community. It's created a self-esteem because when a person's doing something, you know, like a vocation or vocation, a hobby or doing poetry as a job or a business, it creates a aura, you know, and people sense that and they see that in the streets. And you walk in the streets or, you know, people sense that and they recognize that. So, you know, I hope everybody's listening out there to what I just said, you know, because people pick up that we're poets, you know, people understand that. People get that vibe from us. And, you know, it should give us some self-esteem.
Like I said, Junebug, it's always a pleasure for you
mm-hmm.
to come through. And, you know, I'll definitely get back with you, you know, on everything else, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Stay around and listen to some more poetry.
I will.
All right. Well, and that note, we are definitely going to go ahead and take the next caller, but in an interim, if you're on the line and you would like to get up on the mic and say a piece, please press 1 so we'll know that you're ready to go. Interim, I'm going to go ahead and do another one of my pieces called Past Love for everybody, and this piece goes like this. I sit here thinking about last year. All the things that you gave that brought happiness in my face, it gave me the will to continue. Once in a while, I think whether it was really in you, staying all day acting like we don't have to return to our homes where we feel all alone, needing each other, craving each other's touch, remembering the love shared, the romantic touches, the long embraces, the passionate kisses, the stroke of my hair, the caressing of your chest, the reflection of our love, genuine for me, genuine not for you. I didn't see the real you behind the physical attraction, blinded by it, crazy about it, waiting to be loved, realizing that sex is not all what they say. More is needed, demanded, will be given. Or next visit you see will be no one there but your imagination and memories of love that was true for you. And that is my piece. You know, just clapping it up for everybody. Well, thank you for that, everybody. And I know, you know, there's some people out there who's really bashful. They don't, you know, they've never been on air before. Let me tell you, here we treat you with kid gloves. We do hold your hand through you getting on the mic. So don't be scared. Don't be afraid. All you need to do is just press one. And we definitely here and open to hear your voice. All right, and on that note, we are going to take a short little intermission to hear a little spoken word from one of our artists.
Place your tongue where my rivers run deep. Long strokes, warm and wet, I want to leap. Leap right out of my skin as my body shudders. Shudders beneath you as you continue the lashing that you give. Inserting your tongue slow and wet, arching my back, all of you I get. The moment becomes very still as you whisper, please don't move. You're creating your own groove. Slowly I feel your dick in my ultimate space, thriving thick, soft as lace. Now you stroke me with a dick in demand, slow, then fast, ramming your dick as far as it will go, giving me orgasm after orgasm, starting the flow. I compose myself as now it's my turn, ready to fulfill my inner burn. Taking your dick deep inside, my ultimate position, the ultimate ride. Your dick reaches places, expanding spaces that only you can. Hitting the ultimate G-spot, my biggest fan. I tighten my muscles around the head of your dick and slowly massage your pleasure stick. Before you explode, my mouth is now in charge, licking and sucking as your dick returns large. My tongue explores from the head to the base. Then it's time to return to my candy case, to slowly stroke your dick while stroking my clit. The intensity of the flow we have, my teeth as they grip. We both scream out, I'm coming right now. The understatement to describe this style. You embrace me and hold on tight as the explosion begins and goes on into the night.
All right, all right, all right, Detroit and our global listeners, you were just listening to Miss Dawn Deep Rivers Blanchard herself with her spoken word piece, Deep Rivers. And now you are back with Sensual Sheets, Erotic Sensual Sheets, and we're going to keep this thing moving. Okay, like I said before, if you'd like to get up on this mic, come on now, don't be shy. Press one and everything else will follow. And on that note, I guess I'm going to do another piece for you. And this piece is actually called Happy Birthday to You. Not the traditional happy birthday, but you'll see. And the piece goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Come shooting at you. Open wide and swallow down. You are the king of this castle. Take your seat and hold on tight. Tonight is your night. Bring that hefty appetite. always want more and more, rolling all over the place, always ready for that quick chase, all around the place, smiles on your face, excitement in your eyes. What a Carmel surprise. All dressed up with white baby doll, being worn with red fur around the neck, just for some good old loving to be had with a sprinkle of cherries with whipped cream, top of the caramel ice cream pop, just to cool down the mood that is going down in this room. And that is my piece. Clapping it up. What everybody's scared for tonight, but we're going to go ahead and take the next caller up. Caller from the 302 area code, you on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Hey, what's up, Strong Island? This is Barbara.
Hey, Barbara. Welcome, sister. Welcome. What are you going to do?
Thank you so much. I have a piece. It's called Get Lifted.
All right. The floor is yours.
All right, thank you. You anticipated my movements with tongue thrashes and wet diction, oral depiction, sucking syllables till I stutter. Till your smile wears my sweet butter, speak in sign language with tongue and translate the moans that I utter. Wearing my clit gloss on your face, hungrily you swallow and skip past just the taste. Me? Pelvic thrust convulsions, cheeks raised, propelled above my waist for a better taste as you suck from my center. Contorted torso exposed to your benefit so I can mend her, split by humming songs on her clit. You watch me. Thirsty, mouth in drought, waiting for my downpour, rushing anxiously to greet your lips. Slowly you take long sips and swallow my remnants. Me? Gravity has become non-existent, nearly popping on a headstand as you pry between the thickness of my thighs and cream, make my cream cry, hushing my clues with slick lullabies from those bedroom lips made only to speak inside of me, inducing sexual exorcism as your mouth catches my rhythm quite frantically, thus inducing kaleidoscope vision and compromising my reflexes as I explode in the crook of your bottom lip and spilling on your chest, and you watch me. That's my piece.
All right, my sister.
Thank you.
Barbara, I'm not even going to ask you what inspired that piece. I know you. How you getting out? That was a beautiful piece, lady. That's a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming through. Tell the listeners how they can find you.
Y'all can find me on Facebook. First name is Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Last name is Trawick, T-R-A-W-I-C-K. And you can find me on Twitter at IBEE Seduction. And every Sunday on BTR, I have a show called Beautiful Poetry with Dope Poets. Thank you.
All right. You know, I was going to say, you better not forget about your show. Definitely tell them about your show, which is an awesome show in itself.
Thank you.
Definitely feel free to come back again and do your thing.
All right. Well, I'll be listening. I'll put my hand up or something.
All right, no problem. All right, so you know what? We're going to go ahead on, and we're going to go ahead and take the next caller up and call up from the 646 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
This is Junebug Strong, once again.
Oh, okay. Well, you made it back in. All right.
Yeah.
For us now.
Yeah. Hmm?
What you going to do for us now?
Oh, yeah. I wrote this piece November the 9th of last year, And it's a short one, but I like it. It's called Put It On Me.
All right, the floor is yours.
All right, thank you. It goes like this. Put it on me. I like it when you go down on me. I like it when you put it on me. I love, really love it when you feel your lips on me all night long to the early dawn. Put it on me. Then I know that you like your lips on my rhythm stick. Put it on me all night long. Thank you. My piece.
All right, let's clap it up for that.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right, put it on me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that alone, Junebug. I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay.
I'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Thank you for coming back and, you know, sharing that piece with us.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, it's like brand new to you every time you come up here, but you have come a long, long way, I say again,
mm-hmm.
from the very first time you came on the show. So
okay.
Thank you for showing me all the support that you do.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. So in that respect, I'm going to go ahead to the next caller. Caller from the 240 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic? Caller from the 240 area code.
Yes, Mind Poet.
Hey, Mind Poet. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good. What you going to do for us tonight?
It's a new piece called I Am Somebody.
All right. The floor is yours, sir.
I'm made in image and likeness, and I have value. And every day I want to get to know you. I live by faith, not by sight. I got to get this off my chest. My spirit is fighting my flesh. I'm alive, I'm manifest, and I'm God blessed. I am somebody. Sometimes I feel like I'm nothing because I'm poor and I can't pay my bills. I'm not going to worry about nothing because I have a father that owns all the cattle over 1,000 hills. I'm going to cry out and pray and just chill. I'm going to be patient because that's the key. Don't you know that my Lord Jesus Christ already set me free because I am somebody. That's all.
All right. You know, definitely I'm clapping for that, that piece. Mind Poet, that was a beautiful piece. I know that I could feel that piece as you know, shared it with all of us. Tell everybody how they can find you.
www.poettrainos.com.
All right. Well, thank you for coming through and
thank
doing
you.
What you do. I appreciate you 100%.
Thank you.
All right. Well, in the meantime, we're going to take a little intermission for a little bit of music right now. But we'll be back.
I love her. I am a woman who loves a woman. I love this one woman. And her name speaks to me through the softest of lips.
Baby, I love you.
I love you. I see in her what she sees in me, my shining star. Her body is what I need. Every note in music cries when she hits her peak. Like the world, she glows while she's submerged in sheets. I love to look at her. Don't want to talk anymore when she's in front of me. From the curl of her lips when she smiles, to the sway of her thighs defined. I can't help but to watch her. I mean her sensuous beauty. I am attracted, and damn, she haunts my dream. My eyes are tracing the small of her back on down curvy thick hips looking sweet and wide. The look in her eyes smiles warmly at me. I just realized I am in love.
I'm in love with you.
She speaks to me lovingly, even when nothing is said. I am addicted to her, my beautiful opium dream.
Come to
makes even nightmares sweet. And I'll wait any time and any place for her to feel like I am who she needs. She is my heart's song, and as violins play to her melody, I dance to the rhythm of her love while notes beat against our skin. She stands in front of mirrors and is never hung up on vanity, but recognizes self-love and she appreciates her worth and watches the mirror reflect the body of this divine lady. I love knowing this is how she feels, because she feels what I feel and she sees what I see. And I am her and she is me. And together we love and will die complete. Not narcissist love, but a woman's mind, body, and soul realize my opium dream is me. And with her, I am satisfied. The lesbian in me honors her verbally, loves her emotionally, respects her mentally. And physically, there's no hesitation to what good I'm capable of giving her. Me, the woman whose affirmation is to love indefinitely, respects her mind's creativity. I love her because she is four times the lady. My queen and my light who stays at my side, never strays and leaves me broken. She is my beacon. And hope floats off her touch, a true soldier to love in our life's long bond.
My beacon.
And with every fiber of my being,
I
love her with all that is in me.
All right, all right, all right. We were just listening to Miss Betty Hughes with I Love Her. Welcome back, Detroit, and our global listeners. You're with the Erotic Central Sheets, part of Poetic Energy Network Station, and your host tonight is me, Strong Alley. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, people, we're time is winding down, and if you would like to speak tonight, come and bless this mic, please press 1 if you're on the air. And if you just in the chat room listening, would like to know the number is 1-917-932-8881. Press 1 to be on air with me. All right. With no further ado, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next little thing. And it's I'm going to do a piece for you again. But in the interim, I'm going to wait, and we're going to go ahead and take the next caller instead. Caller from the 302 area code, you on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Hey, Strong Island, it's Barbara again.
All right. All right, what you going to do for us this time, Miss Barbara?
Okay, this is actually my favorite piece. People ask me all the time, like, what piece do I like the most, and it's this one. So it's called Orgasm Personified.
I have no words. Go on, sister, the floor is yours.
All right. Naked thoughts and silhouettes of pornographic images project shadows on my bedroom wall. As I let my inhibitions fall to the wayside when you lose your mind on the inside of me. Rummaging through translucent walls, painting pictures reflected of stained glass, hot wax and sweat now dripping from my ass as you steal kisses from my soul and make me whole. Chastise me with your quick tongue like a gun and bust shots through my birth canal and ricochet off my thoughts. Causing involuntary submissions of promises I can't keep, like, I'ma keep this come inside of me until you come inside of me. But my pouty lips forfeit and collapse with the sweetness only comparable to sugar cane. His spit slickens my split, causing my vulnerabilities to rain on the finest hairs of his chinny chin chin as I watch the liquefied me drip from his grin. He now becomes haste with his movements as he constricts me with rope burn. My body stiffens with a playful fear when I see him move near and deliver erotic whispers spoken to me like mantras. So I was compelled by his rapture and remained submissive. Dismissive became the thoughts and the doubts of him turning me out. My body's deconstruction is mission with what he was about, thus breaking me. Paralyzed, begot my knees as my body he sees, and wasted
no time in filling me. His strokes infallible, yes. His split make he split me with the quickness, hotter than fevers with this sex sickness. Let your thick tip be my cure, saturate my flesh, induce the seduction in my rhythm and create figures with my figure, as you so viciously choke the nut out of me, leaving rope fibers along my throat, leaving me to recant my words because he is right. His dick is like dope, and I need it. That's the piece.
Okay, let's clap it up. All right, B, now you know that piece was hot.
Thank you. That is my favorite piece right there.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite two of yours. Yes, 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 yes. I love it when you come on the air. You know, you just have that good presence about yourself. And, you know, when I look at your work, it's just like blown away. I'm like, okay, it ain't only me out there. You know, there's others.
Thank you.
There's definitely others. So definitely thank you for coming through tonight and sharing that piece, because that was just an awesome, awesome piece of yours.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the invite to the show.
Oh, anytime. You know, the door is always open to you, so don't, you know, ever be a stranger.
All right. Thank you so much, sis.
All right. And, yeah, definitely stick around if you can and listen to some more. All right. Again, if you're on the air, you're on the phone line and you would like to come and do a piece, just press 1, and we will put you on the air, and you'll be able to share your words with everyone. So in the interim, I'm going to go ahead and do the piece that I was going to do before called Forbidden Fruit. And this piece actually goes like this. Biting down, going deep, just to taste this forbidden fruit. You know you should have, but you must have, touch, prod, look, and sniff. Forbidden fruit is so good to eat. Tasty, juicy, oh my, it got me hypnotized out of my mind. Please let me, don't forsake it, just gotta have you. Open up, not too shy, you are that cherry apple of my eye. Forbidden what? Forbidden not? Come get what you got. Deep sensation, shaking of bodies, panting, sweating, smiling, laughing, always touching what is not yours. Watch out, you may be hurt. Forbidden for a reason, lesson easing. Understand is mastering the words that is spoken. Do not touch. And that is my piece. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for that. You know, it's funny how we get our inspiration sometimes. And, you know, with me, it can come at any given moment, you know. But in the interim, I'm going to go ahead and play our next little music, Misunderstood. Here's that piece.
The top water drips, it splashes. in place, dripping down blushing shoulders, and he holds her. Drops tickle down sun-kissed skin with just a brush of cinnamon. This sin of men, beckoning, teasing, displeasing to the naked eye. Her naked thigh, sprinkled with wet kisses delivered by water beads. He watches as hungry eyes bleed for the caressing of her silhouette. Her sexy curves are dripping wet, drenched in flirty suds created by jasmine shower gel. He loves the smell as it dances across his nose, wide open, and he's hoping for a chance to catch each drip on eager lip, tasting, never wasting, one single drop. Eyes continue to plead, but she doesn't stop, continuing her steamy performance. She lathers, plays, and then the rinse. Water splashes over all the right places. He can't speak, but makes faces that communicate a healthy craving for all this love she's saving. The mirror is now hazy from the hot of her, seduced by the woman in her. And he watches, water gently kissing every inch and teasing every curve, every single nerve in his body now alive. As deliberate drops dive off an arch and sculpted back, as they relax onto the cradle of inviting hips, as her playful hand traces, then slowly dip to hide between wet thighs. Her closed eyes and bitten lip tell secret behind shower walls. His mind calls, her body answers, wet from steamy shower, soaked with passion. Just imagine the seduction she intends as he steps into her two open arms. She and he, two open minds. Her, playful. Him, grown, behind steamy shower doors.
Welcome back, everybody. You were just listening to Misunderstood with Chocolate Shower. And we're going to go ahead and jump right back in. This is Strong Island with Erotic Sheets, Central Sheets. We're going to go ahead and take the next caller up. Caller from the 253 area code. You want to air with Strong Island? Who do we have blazing the mic?
Hi, this is Lennis from Seattle. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. Welcome, welcome.
Yes, I enjoy your show. I'm sorry, I kept calling you Michelle. Please forgive me.
Oh, that's okay.
But you're doing a good job. Oh, girl, your show is off the chain. I need to record this and play it at another time.
Well, we do have, you can listen to it at another time in the archives.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very good. Well, I would like to do my poem. It's called Baby.
Oh, the floor is yours.
Okay. He calls me baby in the privacy of our aloneness when we shut the door, all the world locking us in and away from prying tongues and understanding eyes. He calls me baby in a matter that draws me to him and locks me in the warmth of, in the warmth of his mighty forearms and granite biceps. And he calls me baby when he's in the mood, when nothing more needs to be said. He calls me baby low and guttural, making it sound nasty and pornographic, and make me love the way he calls me baby. And that's it.
Wow, definitely we have to clap it up for you. That was a nice. I love that piece.
Yeah, just short and sweet. But yours is much better. Oh, God, I enjoyed yours. Thank you.
Could you share where we can actually follow you?
I'm sorry?
Could you tell the audience where they can actually find you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. TheEssenceOfSuccess.com. The Essence, all one word, TheEssenceOfSuccess.com.
All right. I really enjoyed that piece. I did.
Well, thank you. And I'll get off and let somebody else have a turn because I'm truly enjoying your show tonight. It's a good show. I love to see females do stuff like this. Always the men be doing. It's nice to see women. You know, we got it too.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, I'll get off so somebody else can have a chance. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, everybody. You know, it seemed like the ladies tonight are doing their thing. I don't know about your men. You're hiding tonight. The ladies came out and y'all ran away, I see. But, oh, well, you know, it'd be like that at times. But in the interim of all of that, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do another piece for y'all. And it's called 2012, the Year of Completion. And this piece goes like this. This is the year where things will be complete. Will you and me meet? Will we finally come through? Will I finally fly by? Will we both just look up to the sky and wonder why? This has all come to pass. I guess we took it too fast. Wasting, wanting, planning, explaining. When we would actually go through. Only you knew what the truth was. There was no getting to meet us. Just a lot of circumstantial underestimation of the true feelings that you have for me leaves no more guessing. Oh, yes, siree. Cleaning out the old, opening windows for the new, just not ready to be removed. Loving the dangling of all your cliffhangings, sad but most certainly true. 2012 is the year of completion, and that is my piece. Thank you for all of that. This has been one wonderful night. We are hearing some wonderful pieces, some people for the first time, and thank you for coming out to do your thing for the first time. And all those who's in the chat room, definitely thank you for coming out and showing support also. I'll just say this, when you come on this show, don't ever feel frightened because the show is really just homely. You know, this is a home. We make for everybody, and we welcome you to come through and just share your words. And definitely don't forget to come through tomorrow night, the same number, the same site, but except you're going to the Thursday night open mic where tomorrow we actually having a theme night, and it is for the black and white. Come through with your pieces dealing with black and white, whatever way you want to put it. But definitely come through and share the mic with Miss Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. And those will be your hosts tomorrow night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. All right? And I'll just say, I really had a wonderful night tonight. This show has really been doing a great job. I love all the poems. You know, I love to see the development and the growth in some of the poets who's coming through. I know where they started from when they first came on. I know how they, you know, was really, like, scared. And I'm seeing them, they're just growing. They're really just growing. And that's awesome to know that everybody's growing together. And people come to me at times and ask me, well, Ms. Strong Island, how did you become strong? Let me make it clear here now. Hey, I go through my days of being shy just like everybody else. And so, you know, don't even think that I don't. You know, but on in the interim of all that, we get ready to tie this up. We have about, what, 3 minutes, less than 3 minutes left? I'm going to do a piece to send us on our, you know, way. And this piece is called Hunger Never Tastes This Good. And this piece goes like this. I love the caramel-covered nuts. Ooh, the taste they leave on the tongue. Ooey gooey, got to have more of your caramel-covered nuts. Cherry-flavored with a twist of strawberries. Got you looking like you need a double dip, your big old fat steak. Open wide and get ready for your surprise. Moving fast to get in position, trying to not miss this mission. Heavyweights placed down on you. Now you licking and chewing like a Charleston chew. Ah, oh, that feels so good, and you know it tastes so sweet. Just ready for us to meet. Now entering is your meat. Big, long, and thick. That's how we describe your dick. Amazing shaking, no complaining. Enjoying the pulsating of my walls. Choosing not to fall on the floor. Rolling, holding, now breathing with deep breaths. Sweat dripping all over my breast. Hunger never felt this good. I'm sure you will never be misunderstood. Catch this sweet taste in belly and hip-shaking lady as she finishes her ride while she is out of her mind. And that is my piece. And to that avail, thank you everyone for coming out tonight. We'll see you next week. Same time, same station. I'll give a wonderful, wonderful hello to everyone in the chat room, everyone on the phone lines, and to our Detroit and global listeners, good night.
Blame it on the blues, got you feeling loose, blues. Blame it on the drone, got you feeling gone. Thinking we can see what we can be if we press fast forward. Just one more round.
what you don't even care now. I was unaware now. Find you was before my birthday. My birthday. Most shots, you open up like a book. I ain't tripping.
Cause I'm a reader.
Shout it, I ain't tripping.
I just wanna please
ya. I'ma take a shot of the nouveau. Shout it, didn't you know? Going down, we can go and kick it like judo.